prepare us now to hear from our guest. Prepare us to partake after that of your supper. We pray all of this in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn it over now to Brother Bob Henderson, coming here to share with us this morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you. Thank you for having us. Let me share a testimony with you. Start with. It's pretty touching. Before I knew the Lord, I used to practice witchcraft. While working in a hotel, I was given a New Testament and began to read it. I became bothered, and I came under conviction, and as a result, I gave my heart to Jesus. I don't know the name of the Gideon who gave me that New Testament that day, but I thank God for it. Today, I'm the pastor of a church in Venezuela. This testimony comes from Humberto. It's just one of thousands of documented testimonies that come into the Gideon International headquarters from around the world every year. And it's proof that God's written word is powerful and it saves people who are willing. We can't conceive of a lot of these things that people encounter throughout the world. Imagine a life without a Bible. Take that for granted, don't you? Well, what if you wanted a copy of the Bible and you knew about it, but you couldn't afford to buy one? In some places, the scripture is out of the price range of most people. What if you didn't even know that the Bible existed? Literally, millions of people around the world who are in that condition. Well, what can we do about that? Well, with your help and many other people around the world, we Gideons can get copies of God's word into their hands. Every scripture that's distributed by the Gideons International is paid for by gifts from individual local churches and Christians. We're now distributing more than 2 copies of God's word around the world every second, 24/7. You know, this morning as I was getting up preparing and coming down, even though we had clouds, and the sun was coming up, and it had this beauty in spite of the fact that the clouds looked somewhat intimidating. But the thought just occurred to me that God is preparing a sunset, a beautiful sunset, and a beautiful sunrise, constantly massaging the world with that is doing all the time. And so it is with the presentation of Bibles somewhere around the world every day. There are many, many Bibles and scriptures. So going into the hands of the people who have never owned them before. Who are the Gideons? Well, the Gideons International is an interdenominational association of Christian business and professional men who are members of Protestant evangelical churches. Actually, the Gideons is an extension of the local church. The majority of the Gideons serve in their local communities. And we do this because it enables us to be more efficient in doing our ministry. We know the language, the customs, and the best place to place scriptures. And we do have Gideons who are paid on staff on an international basis and even on a regional basis, but by far, most of us are volunteer, and we give of our money to buy Bibles, and whatever we do in the way of ministry, we personally pay for it. And I can assure you this, anything you give to the Gideons, the money is used very efficiently, about as efficient as any place I've ever seen. Sometimes we're able to establish Gideon groups in countries where the international missionaries are not allowed to go.
What do we do?
Well, while distributing scriptures, one of the greatest things that we're allowed to do occasionally is when we hand that testament to somebody, we oftentimes are able to share Christ with them. And many people have come to know the Lord as a result of that. The Gideons quit scriptures in over 90 languages. And we distributed scriptures to prisoners, law enforcement officers, fire, medical, and military personnel, students in the fifth grade and above, and we placed fibers in hotels, motels, hospitals, medical offices, retirement homes, and domestic violence shelters. We also placed fibers in public locations where there's a high concentration of pedestrian traffic. Since 1908, the Gideons have placed over 1.7 billion copies of God's Word. That's a lot of Bibles. Today, there are more than almost, I think, 300,000 Gideons around the world, located in over 90 countries. So, why do we do it? Well, we basically desire to see others come to Christ. The good news of the living Word, Jesus Christ, is found in God's written word, the Bible. Isaiah 55:11 states, "So my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do." Now, let me share with you some testimonies that are pretty powerful. In October 2008, the Gideons and their auxiliary members from Savannah, Georgia, distributed 7,700 copies of New Testaments at the Chatham County Fair. We do that in Tuscaloosa, West Alabama. And the Gideon auxiliary is comprised of the wives of the Gideons. It's a separate organization, but we work hand in hand. So during this fair, a number of people were led to Christ during that scripture distribution. And here's one example. At the fair, a Gideon's wife, an auxiliary member, saw a man standing alone at the fair and walked up to him and, as usual, handed him one of these little New Testaments that we have. And she said, "Would you like to have a free New Testament from the Gideon's International?" And George was his name. He said, "Yes, I would." So she handed him that testament and asked him if he were to die tonight, would you be sure he'd go to heaven? And George responded after thinking for a second, "You know, I'm not sure that I would." And then she opened the back of the testament, which most of you have seen, and there is a place back there that gives an outline of the plan of salvation. And she went over there with him, explained the scriptures to him, and asked if he would like to accept Jesus as his personal Savior and be assured that he was going to heaven. And George replied, "Yes, I would." And the auxiliary member prayed with him, and George accepted Jesus as his personal Savior. Later, George said, "You know, I'd always wanted someone to explain how a person could be assured of his salvation. And I always believed that someday somebody would come, and now you have." Now we go international with a testimony to Russia. A much feared man who was a known killer lived in this little small, out of the place village in Russia. And as he was walking around the village one day, he saw some trash, what he thought pages, paper, blowing along the street. And he picked them up and was going to put them in his pocket. And this paper were pages torn from a Gideon Testament. And when he saw the size of the pages and the content, I mean, the makeup of the page, immediately he thought, being a cigarette smoker who rolled his own cigarettes, he would make his cigarettes using this paper. And so he rolled a cigarette, put his tobacco in it, and started sat down, started smoking. And he reached in his pocket and pulled out one of these pages that he picked up. And it was in the Russian language, and he read, started reading it. And it was something in there about how this God, this person, loved him. Talked about the love he had for him. And he got thinking about it, and he said, you know, I've never been told that I'm loved like that before. And he, you know, went on home, and he could not get that out of his mind that night. And the next morning, he got up, and it was just gnawing on his insides, and he went to this town, walked to this town next to this little village where he was, and sought out a pastor. And the pastor then opened the scriptures to him and explained the word of God to him. And this man came to Christ. And 4 years later, fast forward, this man still lived in this small village. And there were 150 people, almost the whole population of that little village, had become Christians. And the reason for it were twofold. One is this killer's testimony. And then secondly, his changed life, probably more important. And that's the miracle that happens with salvation as a result of God's word. Now let's come back to the United States. This is a situation that is personal to me. I happen to have the privilege of going to the Tuscaloosa County Jail every Tuesday evening. We have it's not a Gideon ministry as such, but we have several local Tuscaloosa Gideons who serve in that ministry to go into the cell blocks and teach scripture and share salvation with those prisoners. And the Gideons are involved in distributing scriptures. We have this right here is a copy of a Bible that is approved for the prison ministry. You can't give a prisoner a Bible that's a conventional Bible that has a hard back to it because they can use it for things. But this is a prison-approved Bible. It's great. It's got wonderful stuff in there. There are other Bibles that are given out there, but it will blow you away how open these prisoners are. It's such a blessing to go in there and share that with them. And one of the things, I've been in this a couple, 3 years, so one of the things when I leave there almost always, I think about here are guys are no different than us. You start talking with them and, you know, they could be me. Well, from the outside looking in, where they and most of them know more scripture than you think. But they look forward to this, and I look forward to going. I don't particularly care about going in; it's not very comfortable. But it's one of those things that I feel called to do. But anyway, this is a situation where the guy's name in prison was Daniel, and he was in there for a traffic violation. And also for neglecting to follow up on an earlier community service requirement. So while in his jail cell, he received a Gideon Place Bible like this. And while reading the Bible, he came under conviction of the Holy Spirit and repented and received Christ as his Savior. And while in the jail cell, he continued to grow in his walk with the Lord through the ministry of the Gideon. And when he was released from jail, he continued to grow in Christ, attended his local church on a regular basis. And tragically, on November the 26th, 2009, Daniel was killed. He was 25 years old in an automobile accident. And shortly after he was killed, his grandparents wrote to Gideon's International to express their thankfulness to the Gideons for their ministry to their grandson. And they said, because you placed God's word in his hands, today we know where Daniel is. That's pretty comforting, isn't it? In a couple of weeks, I believe, the local Tuscaloosa Gideons will be going to the University of Alabama for 2 days distributing New Testaments like this. I think last year we gave out almost 12,000 scriptures there. And that's also a blessing. We go to Shelton State and to Tillman and other colleges around. It's done all over the state. But it's something we look forward to every year. And this testimony comes from a Gideon at a different place. This is not Alabama, Tuscaloosa. And his name is Vincent Desina. And he says, in September 2008, I went to a Gideon College scripture distribution. And he said, I'll never forget that particular distribution. A student named Rob came up to me very angry because we were giving away copies of the New Testament on campus. And he was yelling at me, asking me questions, and trying to embarrass me, and was very argumentative. And he said, I tried to keep my cool during all of that. And he said, I tried to communicate answers to him that would help him, but he was not interested in my answers, or so I thought. So I handed him the New Testament several times, and he wouldn't take it, and he said, I told him, if you, Rob, will just take this with you and read it, it'll change your life. And he kind of took it quickly and went on. He said, well, I'll take it, but I'm going to burn it. And went on. So, fast forward. Next year, same place, about the same time of year, Vince was back distributing scriptures again. He says, while I was handing out these New Testaments, he said, I became aware of a young man standing over to my right, and he was just staring at me. And he said, I walked over and started to hand him a New Testament and talked with him, and he said, Rock, wait, he says, are you Benny? He said, yes. He said, my name is Rob, you remember me? And Benny said, I was in shock. So I didn't remember him. But he said he had a total different countenance on his face. He wasn't mad and angry anymore. He began to say that he was sorry and asked me to forgive him for the way I treated him last year. And he said, of course, I forgave him. And I asked him if he'd read the New Testament I'd given him. He said, I have. And I said, now I'm a Christian. God's word does change lives. Now, here's one that is a little bit different. And never doubt when you personally witness to someone or hand them a Bible that God doesn't honor that. And God never forgets anything. And here's one where a seed was planted, and over the years, it took years for it to grow. It's a lady. She says about herself, I would like to praise the Lord for the Gideon's concern to spread the gospel in their ministry of making the word of God accessible to as many souls as possible. When I was in the fifth grade in a country school in Delaware, I and everybody else in my class received these little red New Testaments from the Gideons. We don't give them, I don't think, anymore, but I remember getting them when I was in school. You probably did too. She said, this was my first copy of the scriptures. I was not acquainted with the New Testament since my family was of Jewish faith. But I took the Testament home and put it in my room and rarely ever noticed it on one of my shelves. Much later, I took the Testament down and started looking through it out of curiosity. And I read a few scripture verses containing phrases such as, Jesus, the Son of God, he is the light of the world, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. And she said, those phrases were brand new to me. I never heard of them before. But she said, I just remembered them all the time. I remembered what I did. And so she thought to herself, oh, whatever. And she put the little testament back up on the shelf and let the contents of it pass without pursuing it. And she said, I never heard much about Jesus, so this was my first encounter with him. And I didn't make much of it. But later, she said, I would see a Bible in a hotel room or a hospital room, and I would have a desire to pick it up and open it and look through. word that I never did. And she said, these phrases, when I would see the Bible, wherever it was, would still be in my mind. And so, even with this curiosity, she said, I never did really pursue it. She said, I graduated from high school and entered the University of Florida. 1 month into my sophomore year, I suddenly had a desire to attend church. And after struggling with this feeling for several weeks, I went to Sunday morning service at that local church. All through the service, I was very confused, and apparently it was a small congregation. The pastor could see her real well, and she expressed that confusion on her face, and the pastor picked up on it. And so we came to her after the service, and we asked her, and engaged her in conversation, why she appeared to be so bothered. And then he said, you know, would you like to know about Jesus? And so she said, at that moment, those words that I read in the little red New Testament seemed to jump out at me and were still in my mind. And she said, all of a sudden, after he began to explain the scriptures to me, I began to cry. And she said, I became emotional, but she said, I sensed this change, and there's a difference in the way my heart felt, and the difference in the way I thought about Jesus, because she never had a clear understanding of it before, and about sin. And so she said, I accepted Jesus into my heart and life, and I'm now living for him. And I'm now a teacher in a Christian school. This is many years later. She said, I might never have found the light of the world and be living such a full life in Christ had it not been for the Gideons placing that copy of God's Word in my hands when I was in the fifth grade. Although it took many years for that planted seed to bear fruit, God's word was fulfilled, Isaiah 55:11. So my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will be accomplished. It will accomplish what I please, and will prosper what I send it to do. So, what do we need to do when we think about these things? Well, we know, you know, I know from experience that the distribution of the scriptures is an effective means of introducing unsaved people to Jesus Christ. Currently, the Gideon's distributions of scriptures are increasing faster than our donations divided. We've got many places around the world we could put scriptures if we had the money to have them printed. So you can help with this, and you have helped with it, and you will help with it, and I want to thank you for that. But the first thing we all can do is you can pray with me for the Gideon ministry. James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous person has great power. And the ESV translation says, and it is working. I like that. It is working. Secondly, you can give a financial offering. And this needs to be over and beyond your normal church tithes and offerings. Your gift will be used exclusively to purchase and distribute Bibles and New Testaments. Nothing else. The third thing you can do is buy Gideon expression cards. The pastor and I, Brother Josh, is presented to have this little demonstration thing placed over on the table right as you go out into the next building with the Gideon memory cards in there. And your other kinds of cards, which will be explained in just a minute. But there's an envelope and there's a card in each side, each one of these. And they each bear a testimony and a scripture, and they have plenty of room for you to fully personalize that card for whatever occasion you might need. They're really great cards. And you can use those, and then there's an envelope there. You can send the Gideons a donation and for those cards as you use them. So, the cards are the correspondent cards that come in several forms. There's the memory cards, of course, they're used to memorialize a lost loved one. The second kind of card is the thinking of you card, and it lets the recipient know that you're thinking and praying for them in whatever situation that you might have that you want to cover with that. And then there's a third type of card that's a recognition card. And it honors a friend or a loved one by highlighting a special event in their lives, which you can personalize from there. So for about the same price as other quality greeting cards, You can purchase quality Gideon Expression cards. The proceeds of your Gideon cards all go to purchase and print and distribute God's Word. So, it's ironic, Brother Johnson, we read those scriptures that you so appropriately had us read earlier this morning. And I had this in my notes today, Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. Let me read them to you again. The Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and spirit. I love that. Between joints and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes. And He is the one to whom we are accountable. Now we, as human beings, and in a sinful world, we like to be God. And I think we just need to let God be God. And this scripture is so powerful, and it's one of the foundational motivating forces for forgiveness. It's a bedrock scriptural truth. So, if any of you today happen to have a further interest in Gideon singing after the service, I'll be happy to invite you to what you want. But thank you so much for all of you. John, I've only been with you a short while, but I've enjoyed the fellowship and your beautiful facility here. And I've just had a great day. Thank you for the opportunity to communicate of what we do. And Brother Johnson, thank you so much. And I've been blessed so much.